The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling.
The girls think they're so tough, then they get whooped by a pretty girl. It's just not the same, I'm telling you. Trust me.
If Katie Taylor's willing, I'm ready and able to make this an equal fight, 12 rounds, 3 minutes.
TheBoxingBridge.com.
So Katie, are you up for it?
Girl, Bob, don't ever disrespect me. I would never fight on the undercard of Jake Paul. I'm a 3-time division world champion, 2-time Olympic gold medalist in boxing. Like, I can beat up Jake Paul.
Real hot girl shit. I just kept saying in my head, and new, when I'm on the bag in the gym, that's what I'm saying, and new. That's what happened.
He didn't ask you about G. He didn't ask you about the TLA.
Nigga, let Mayor know what time it is. You know, I'm top dog. She's never been in a ring with a dog before. You know, I'm a pit bull chained up. She's like the poodle in a picket white fence. You know what I'm saying? Barking for no reason.
This is the start of the takeover for me for the lightweight division. I'd love to unify these belts.
I know she wants to come here tonight to witness greatness. Maybe you can learn something from me. We can get the rematch over the parking lot right now, too.
SDS Promotions.
It was Lamb versus Lion. It is over.
What up, what up, what up? Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio. I am your host, Nesta Gibbs. Solo Dolo, Scarface, No Manolo. We're here to discuss the fact that Jake Paul has announced his next opponent, which opens the doors for real entertaining boxing as one of his fighters signed to Jake Paul Promotions is actually going to be the co-main event on the card. So it is a dream come true for my fighter, Shadeja Green, out of New Jersey, being trained by former champions trainer Kendall Holt. He was a champion at 140, I believe, or 135. His trainer, Terrific Gist, is the trainer of Shadeja Green. He'll be going head up against Barry Hunter. You know, Franchon Cruz uses Barry Hunter for her battles. So the question we're asking is, who are you picking now that this fight is almost 1 month out? December 15th is the date for the WBC vacant title fight. And this belt becomes vacant as Savannah Marshall allegedly has an injury that she can't defend her belt. So she dropped it. Shadeja gets to fight for it versus Franchon, which it gives, Shadeja an opportunity to build her name. It gives Franchon an opportunity to build her way back into a rematch for Undisputed because she lost all her belts at the hand of Savannah Marshall. Now, Shadeja's been waiting for this opportunity for some time, and there's a lot of backstory here. You know, Shadeja and Franchon Cruz don't necessarily get along. Shadeja didn't like that Franchon tried to act as if she did not exist when she knew that she had already sparred her and that Shadeja had footage and pictures. And instead of, and according to Shadeja, instead of, you know, Franchon bigging her up or showing her some love, instead acted as if she didn't exist. Fast forward, I never heard of combat assault in champ. Have you ever heard of a combat? Oh, consultant. Excuse me. That sounds very MMA-ish. A combat consultant in boxing world would mean the boxing advisor. That's what that sounds like. So that sounds more MMA-ish than boxing. But shout out to Optimus Prime with the $10 super chat. Saying, hey, Ness, 13 years in the boxing game, have you ever heard of a combat consultant? No, I mean, but look, man, anybody could give themselves a title as long as they're getting the job done, right? But shout out for the first super chat of the day. So Shadeja Green is 13-0. And she has 11 KOs. Her last fight did not get to, you know, be a stoppage. Olivia Curry definitely proved to be tough. And that made Shadeja's record improve to 13-11. Franchon Cruz, on the other hand, is obviously coming off the loss to Savannah Marshall. So shout out to her, right? She's got to feel amazing that even off a loss, she gets a title shot, right? So that is, you know, credit to her and her status in the game. They share a common opponent with Ellen Sederus. Obviously, Shadeja got the stoppage, and Franchon went the full 10 with Ellen Sederus. Obviously, Franchon Cruz has the experience. I mean, she debuted versus Clarissa. She beat Latasha Burton, Tiffany Warwood, Maricela Cornejo, Kayla Williams, Maricela Cornejo. Alejandra Jimenez was a good fight. She didn't get the win. It was a loss that got overturned due to Alejandra Jimenez testing positive. Tough fight, though. Tough fight. So definitely, Franchon has that experience, but you know, as she liked to call herself, I think it's Big Mama, she's 36. She's 36 years old. But Shadeja's no spring chicken either. She's 34, the Swedes Terminator. So very evenly matched. Very evenly matched. Yoenis Tellis is going to be on the undercard. And he's actually been offered a very good welterweight. I'm not at liberty to say just yet. But they offered him a welterweight. They had one fight at 54. So I'm assuming this fight will take place at 54. Let's see if he actually gets that fight. But shout out to Yoenis Tellis. He is moving, bro. You know, he had the fight versus Sergio Garcia on the Errol Spence and Terrence Crawford undercard. And here he is already on a Jake Paul card. No clue how. I don't know who he's with, but he's moving. So shout out to him. Also, Elijah Flores is back. We've seen him on the Jake Paul undercards or on the MVP promotion prospect cards. And Jake Paul is back. He'll be taking on Andre August. So actually, I'm asking you guys, you know, who do you think is going to win this fight? Who are you picking? Franchon Cruz, Clarissa Shields. Ooh, not Clarissa Shields. Hopefully they get the winner. Hopefully they get Clarissa. Franchon Cruz, Shadeja Green. December 15th, co-main event, man. Co-main event. So very excited for both of these women. Shout out to Jake Paul yet again for making this happen. If you want to call in, you know the number to do so, 1-425-569-5241. Press 1-1 time to voice your opinion. This is really all we're talking about, but feel free to bring up any other boxing topics you want. I'm going to go ahead and make a poll here so I could get some predictions on who you guys think is going to get this one. I wonder what's up with Raquel Miller. You know, at the WBC convention, Miller was thrown into an eliminator with Shadeja Green. That never happened. But I wonder what she's got cooking, you know? She's also getting old and needs to get it moving, man. And I mean Raquel.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I see Clarissa looking for a fight with Chris Cyborg. Definitely not interested in that. It's not the crossover of a McGregor or of an Ngannou. But I get Cyborg, at least as a guy that doesn't watch MMA. I do know her. She just seems old and not good. But, you know, we'll see. But the poll is out. If you want to vote, Discord is available if you want to call in. Twitter Spaces is available if you want to call in. We're talking Franchon Cruz, DAZN versus Shadeja Green. Mandatory fight for the WBC. Who are you picking? We got Alex Vega. Don't forget, you got a counterpunch courtesy of Average Boxing Fan. We're going out to Indiana. Khaled, what up?
What up, bro? How you doing today?
Chilling.
That's what's up, bro. I like know that you interviewed Miss Green. So, yes, I'm going to root for her. You know, like, I hope she does well. I don't really watch too much women's boxing like that because my mindset is, and this may be a little off, but I want women to know how to fight, and I'm happy that they do know how to fight. I just don't be liking to watch it because I don't like to see women hit on themselves like that, but I do want every woman to know how to defend herself and all that type of shit. So, like, shout out to them. But I do want to comment on the first show. I wasn't able to call in. I think it said, like, David is looking for David Morrell up next if he can get past Andre. Is that what he's saying?
Basically, if he can't get Canelo and he beats Andre, he said he's targeting Morrell next.
Man, I like that, bro. David just going after tough fight. You know what I'm saying? I think that'll be good. Bill Jones Lane, he said it in interviews. Yo, I'm just build my own way. I'm not finna just wait for Canelo. That's how you do it, bro. You just build up the resume. I like that. And I think it'll be a good test for David, because from what I understand, I mean, from what I've seen from Mr. Morrell, he like throw hard punches. He a big puncher, but he ain't never went 12. I don't even think he ever went. You know, he normally knock dudes out in like the first round or like the early round. So I think David can take him to a 12 or take him to the deep waters. He might actually be able to stop. But Mr. Morrell is like very talented and shit like that. So that's a good fight. I like that. I think it's a bit soon for David Morrell, though. I would think that they want to build him up a little more, especially, you know, he's like one of the bigger names at like 168 for like PBC. So I figure they might want to build that up a little more. But fuck it. If like that's what David on, that's what David on. So shout out to him. Like, I hope he, but I don't know if he's going to be Andre, though. You know, I would ask you, but you got the betting show. So you don't even be giving out your picks no more, bro. You just like, yo, I got the betting show. So that's fair, bro. I feel you. I feel you, big dog. So it's cool. But man, I think that's it, bro. I just wanted to just say that shit, man. Shout out to David Benavidez, always looking for the tough fight. You know, he's a fighter's fighter. He's not ducking no smoke. So shout out to them, man. That's my call, man. I appreciate you.
Appreciate you, man. Indiana, stand up. Appreciate the support. If you guys watching this on YouTube, don't forget to smash that thumbs up. It's going to help with the visibility of the show. I got a counterpunch from Jay, the back call loves him. I don't know if that's James Benitez, JT, or J-Matt. Oscar sent it for y'all, one of y'all, so I don't know. We also got a counterpunch from Jonathan Sims for J-Mac.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So, if you around, you got that. Big If, what up?
Yo, salute, salute, man. You hear me?
Loud and clear.
Yo, salute to the TSV, man. This your Deja voice, man. So, we here. We live and clear. Yo, I don't know what the first caller was talking about. How you call into a show talking about, like, you don't like women's boxing or and you just watch it and whatever. Like, of course, you got your preference, but come on, dogs. These people, they train hard for a living, man. They go crazy. A lot of them are talented. My top favorite fighters now are Shadeja Green and Beatriz Ferreira. Those are my top female boxers, along like the Undisputed Champs, the other two Undisputed Champs that we've had so far. In this fight, I'm biased. So I'm looking forward to Shadeja Green winning by decision, man. I fucks with Shadeja Green heavy. I like the way she boxes. Like, pure boxers excite me. I like that. And I'm not looking past Franchon Cruz because she's a tough, tough, tough cookie. But I'm liking the back and forth that Shadeja is having with the Undisputed Champ, man. I'm looking forward to that fight as well, man. I'm excited for Shadeja's career. These are the fights that I wanted to see her in. I've been wanting to see her ever since, you know, you guys were championing her years ago. And I'm excited. I'm looking forward to the fight. And salute to you, man. Salute to the TSV community, the Shadeja Green, the Shadeja Voice community. And I'm out.
All right. Appreciate you. Once again, if you want to call in, Twitter Spaces is available. Discord is available. You do got to request. We going out to Omaha. What up, Trey?
Capicu.
What up? Playing dominoes out there?
Nah, hell no. Nah. I'm relaxing, man. I'm healing from a car accident right now, so. But hey, let's talk about it real quick. Man, I ain't seen not one shout out from TVB about this, but it's cool, man. We all the family, so let me do it for us. Shout out to Jamel, man. Great victory last night. I seen him doing his thing. Although Molina wasn't what I expected, I thought he would have came a little bit tougher. You know, he's an undefeated guy. I gave my boy Jamel his respect, his props, his dues. He's just experienced. He looked good last night. He looked like Jamel Herring. He looked like Simplify. So big, big shout outs to that. Hey, please tell me that the Benavidez and Charlo was funny today. When I watched, did you watch the presser?
Yeah, I seen it yesterday.
Hey, he was like, it's like they popped him in his leg. He couldn't go. Yo, he wild as shit for that. I ain't gonna lie. But yo, I want to see that. That was funny. That caught my eye. They was going at it. But we all know that Benavidez is to be a talker. Nothing crazy. So, you know. But I got Shadeja over Franchon. Make sure we support women's boxing. Let's treat it the same as if it's men's. I know we got preferences, but let's put our support in that. They grind just like us. And, yeah, I don't know what else to say, man. Ness, how your day going?
Can't complain, champ. Can't complain. Blessed, highly favored. Happy to be doing another show. You know,
yes,
chilling.
Sir.
Chilling, man. Yes, talking sir. About glad this great fight here with these two women. Hopefully it plays out that way.
Hell yeah. Well, shout out TBV, shout out TBC. Let's go, Shakur, November 16th. Congrats to Jamel. What more can I say? I don't know, man. I feel like I'm just chatting now, so I'm going to get out of here, man. Love y'all. I'm out.
All right. Appreciate it. Appreciate it, man. We got a quote here. Stepping into the ring for the WBC Super Middleweight Championship is a dream come true, Green said. Franchon is a beast in the ring, but make no mistake, when we meet in that ring, it's going to be an all-out war, and I'm coming for that title. Shout out. Hopefully she can get it done. Like I said, this is going to be her toughest opponent till date. Once again, we're asking who you picking. Franchon Cruz versus Shadeja Green. We got Mad Bent, member on 35 months on that contender level. Salute to you, champ. Daily Dose of Tank Will, happy birthday, happy belated late to Tank. I predict hell of a fight. Happy belated to Tank. I predict a hell of a fight. We got Optimus Prime that says counterpunch for my back call brother, Treese, mayor of Toledo, Ohio. Treese ain't on the line, man. Guys ain't coming out for the girl talk, man. It sucks. We got Neutral Corner.
I'm here. TBV, thank you for having me on once again.
How are you, champ?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Listen to the good folks speak tonight. I want to address the caller that come in with the, I don't like to see women put hands on each other. Don't watch it, son. Next point. Shadeja Green versus Franchon Cruz. Franchon Cruz got soundly found out by the one Savannah Marshall. If Shadeja Green is anything that we know that she could be, she will defeat Franchon Cruz and set up the mandatory with Savannah Marshall for a UK date. Let's hope that happens. I'm going to go with form. I'm going to go with Shadeja Green on that point. My final point would be about the David Benavidez affair with Andrade. Should he beat Andrade, which personally I doubt, but see he does. He will have to face David Morrell next because he will need a belt to tice Canelo to the table. That's all I'm going to say on that. Thanks for having me. It's been great. And I'll fall back to the other guys. Thank you, TBV.
Appreciate you, man. We might be all falling back. This was a hardcore topic. Got to give my girl some shine. We about a month out, a little bit less or more, excuse me, then. But not too many people here. Average boxer fan, I see you on Blog Talk, but you don't have your hand raised. Let me know. If you're interested in calling in Discord, Twitter Spaces, and a landline. If not, last call for alcohol. We're going to go ahead and wrap it up. Don't forget, you can still hit that thumbs up, future, present, or past. It's still going to help with the visibility. Doesn't matter if you're just coming across that or not. Hitting the thumbs up always helps with the visibility of the show. On that note, we're going to go ahead and wrap up. Catch you guys on the next one tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. Arrivederci.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.